每次我们读到主给亚西亚这七封书信的时候，
and every time we read about these seven epistles the Lord gives to Asia，
我们都有一个感觉，
we do have this feeling，
当主在那里介绍他自己的时候，
that is when the Lord introduces himself，
总是对着某一个教会最确切的是什么，他就显明他就是他们所需要的。
His introduction of himself is exactly what the local church needs for him to reveal himself as.
我们上一次看到撒迪教会的时候，
last time when we looked to the church in Sardis，
我们看到主说撒迪教会按名是活的，其实是死的。
We saw that the Lord said the church at Sardis by name is living but in fact dead。
因为主说在他的监察的里边，撒迪教会没有一样是完全的。
Because in the Lord's examination he says the church at Sardis nothing is perfect。
那也就是说撒迪教会是一个非常残缺的教会。
So in other words, the church of Sardis is a church that is much lacking.
虽然他们没有离开主，
and even though they did not depart away from the Lord,
而不像推亚推拉几乎可以说完全的离开了主，
unlike the church of Thyatira which completely left the Lord,
也不像那个别加摩教会也是大部分离开主，用别样来代替主。
And unlike the church at Pergamos, where most also left the Lord, and they used something to take the Lord's place.
撒迪教会不是这样。
The church of Sardis is not like that.
撒迪教会基本上来说没有离开主的话。
In general terms, the church of Sardis did not leave the word of God.
但是一个非常非常可怜的光景。
But a very sorrowful state.
就是他们虽然没有离开主的话，但是总是站在主的话的边缘。
And even though they did not leave the word of God, they're only at the outskirts of the word of God.
没有进到主的话的丰富的里头。
They have not yet entered into the fullness of the word of God.
没有进到主的话所显明的那一个中心点的里头。
They did not enter into central theme of the Lord's word.
所以主说他们是没有一样是完全的。
So the Lord did not find the work perfect.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当主在这里是这样指出撒迪教会的难处的时候，
It was when the Lord pointed out this difficulty with the church of Sardis.
他是告诉撒迪教会说，
He tells the church of Sardis.
他是有神的七灵，也和神的七星的。
That he is the one who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
一面是说出他是有了神一切的丰富的。
On the one hand, that speaks of the Lord having the fullness of God.
同时也是管理着教会的工人的。
And on the other hand, it speaks of that the Lord is the one who provides to the servants of the church.
当然我们的主是这样说出他自己的时候，
And of course when the Lord speaks of this of himself，
也就是告诉撒迪教会的人，
It is also telling the people in Sardis，
你们虽然有缺陷，
Even though you have lacking，
你们肯到我这里来，
As long as you're willing to come to me，
你们的缺陷就给补满了，
Your shortcomings will be filled，
因为我是有神的七灵的，
Because I'm the one who have the seven spirits of God，
神一切的丰满都借着神的圣灵来发表出来的。
And all the fullness of God would be manifested through the Spirit.
他对我们的主也说出他对教会是有权柄的。
And our Lord also says to the church he has authority.
因为他对教会的使者是在那里管理到的。
Because he is there sovereign over the angels of the church.
所以感谢神。
Therefore we thank God.
主对撒迪教会很明确的一个提醒就是，
Our Lord's very clear reminder to the church of Sardis，
你回想你是怎样的，
Remember thy words， Remember therefore how thou hast received，
怎样听见，
And heard，
你就要遵守，
And hold fast and repent。
如果我们把这个跟以弗所那封书信来做一个比较，
Now if we compare this to the Ephesians，
就给你看到，
Then you can see, brothers and sisters,
主告诉以弗所的教会说，
the Lord told the church at Ephesus,
你应当回想你是从哪里坠落的。
You have to remember where thou hast fallen.
你就要悔改。
Then repent.
那以弗所教会是坠落了。
The church at Ephesus has fallen.
但是撒迪教会没有，还没有到那个地步。
But the church at Sardis has not gone to that condition yet.
他只是没有把他们从主那里所领受的活出来。
They're only in a condition where they have not lived out what they have received from the Lord.
或者说活是活出来了，但是点点滴滴的活出来。
Or maybe they have lived it out, but only bits and pieces.
但是主是盼望他所买赎的教会。
But the Lord is willing for the church which He has redeemed.
是毫无保留的来活在神自己话语的光里。
Would be able to live out in the light of the Word of God without any reservation.
那么我们今天晚上继续来看第六封书信。
Now tonight we'll continue on with the sixth letter.
那第六封书信是写给腓拉帖腓教会的。
Now the sixth epistle is written to the church at Philadelphia.
腓拉帖腓教会是七个教会里头没有给主责备的。
Now the church in Philadelphia is the only church in these epistles that has not been rebuked by the Lord. And of course the church in Smyrna was also not rebuked by the Lord.
但是因为四美拿的经历和腓拉帖腓的经历不完全一样。
But the experience of the church in Smyrna is not completely the same as the church in Philadelphia.
所以我们看到在四美拿那一边是安慰鼓励的成分。
We saw in the epistle to the church in Smyrna, it is filled much with comfort and encouragement. And so you do not see any words of admonishment being expressed. But the church in Philadelphia, you say if they need to be admonished, yes, they can still be.
But our Lord did not say that on that point.
But our Lord did not clearly admonish them on that point.
但是，所以我们说，你明明的看见腓拉帖腓教会没有受责备。
And so we say you do not clearly see the church in Philadelphia being admonished.
但是事实上，腓拉帖腓还是在主的面前，并不是一个教主很完全满意的教会。
But nevertheless, the church in Philadelphia is still not a church that will be well-pleasing to the Lord.
从哪里看到呢?
Where can we see that?
我们先提一下就好。
We'll just slightly mention that first.
从腓拉帖腓教会里边，神没有停止不呼召得胜者。
The church in Philadelphia, God continues to call out to overcomers.
他仍然在那里呼召得胜者。
He is still there calling out to overcomers.
所以我们就知道腓拉帖腓也不是很完整的。
Therefore we know that the church in Philadelphia is still not perfect.
但是在教会普遍失落的那种光景的底下。
But in the general condition of the fallen church,
那腓拉帖腓教会就显得是不错了。
The church in Philadelphia would be manifested as being not bad.
但是在实际在神的所等候的里边呢，他们还是带着缺欠。
But in reality, in God's waiting, they are still come short.
过去弟兄们把腓拉帖腓教会看得非常高。
In the past, the brethren have filled the church in Philadelphia as a very good church.
这不能说他们看错。
We cannot say they have viewed it wrongly.
但是如果我们很细的读进去，
But if we are to read into it in detail,
我们觉得腓拉帖腓教会不应该给举得那么高。
We feel that the church in Philadelphia should not be exalted so highly.
可以给我们做一个榜样，但是却不是标准。
They can be an example to us, but they are not the standard.
我们特别留意。
We pay attention.
过去弟兄们把腓拉帖腓看得很高很高。
That the brethren in the past were so highly viewed in Philadelphia.
不然是因为主没有给他们明显的责备。
On the one hand, is of course the Lord did not rebuke them.
同时也看见他们实在是在那里持守着神的道。
But also on the same hand, indeed, we can see the church in Philadelphia holding fast the word of God.
但是我想引起弟兄们对腓拉铁菲看得非常非常好的呢，有一个不是原因的原因。
But I think there is a reason, which is actually not a reason, why the brethren would so view the church in Philadelphia so highly.
既然不是原因的原因，就不是原因。
Since it is a reason that is actually not a reason, that should not be the reason then.
那是什么呢？
What is that?
那就是腓拉铁菲这个名字。
It is because of this name, Philadelphia.
因为腓拉铁菲这个名字，如果从它的意义上面来说，
because the name Philadelphia from its meaning,
就是弟兄相爱。
It is brotherly love.
啊，所以他们就说，哦，这个是一个弟兄相爱的教会。
So they say this is a church where there is brotherly love.
啊，再加上。他们持守主的道。
And adding on that they hold fast the word of God.
为着持守，忍受了许许多多的难处。
And because they held fast, they have suffered much difficulty.
而没有改变跟随主的心意。
And they did not change their heart to love the Lord and follow Him.
所以他们就是一个非常非常蒙福的教会。
Therefore, they are very, very blessed church.
我们不否认他们是蒙福的教会。
We do not deny the fact that they are blessed.
不过，如果因为他们那个地方叫做腓拉铁菲，所以这个教会就成了腓拉铁菲教会，就有点说不过去。
But based on the fact that their name is Philadelphia, so they have become the Church of Philadelphia.
因为弟兄姊妹，你很容易就体会得到。
Based on that point, we cannot let it get by because you can understand.
是先有腓拉铁菲这个地方，还是因为有腓拉铁菲这个教会，所以那个地方就成为腓拉铁菲呢？
Is it that there first is this place Philadelphia, then there's the Church of Philadelphia, or the other way around?
显然是先有腓拉铁菲这个地方。
Very apparently, there's first this place called Philadelphia.
然后在那里的教会就称为腓拉铁菲的教会。
And then the Church of Philadelphia there is called the Church in Philadelphia.
那腓拉铁菲这个地方在前。
It's because the place is called Philadelphia first.
我们不能说还没有教会在那里的时候，那里就已经是弟兄相爱。
That without the church being there first, there was already brotherly love there.
那这个是说不过去的。
And so we cannot get by with that fact.
所以我们说腓拉铁菲教会是一个好的教会。
We do say the church in Philadelphia is a good
church. 没有被主责备的教会。
They're a church that has not been rebuked by the Lord.
是一个很好的教会。
They're a very good church.
但是他们好不是因为他们在腓拉铁菲这个地方。
But the fact that they are a good church is not based on the point that they are in Philadelphia.
因为腓拉铁菲这个地方跟他们属灵的光景是没有什么直接的关系的。
Because this place named Philadelphia has no direct connection with the fact of their spiritual condition.
那第二个问题要记得要这样的一件事。
Now brothers and sisters, you have to remember one thing.
圣经里边常常会有
In the Bible, there are many instances
一个特殊的事实
because of a special fact.
那个地方原来是叫另外一个名字
that a place would be called a name before.
但是因着那个特殊的事实，那个地方就改了名字，成为那一个地方。
But because of that special event, that place would change a name to become the present name.
那弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters, you remember Bethel?
我们晓得伯得利原来不叫伯得利啊。
You remember Bethel was originally not called Bethel.
伯得利原来叫路斯。
Their original name was Luz.
那什么时候成了伯得利？
When did it become to call Bethel?
是雅各那天晚上在那里睡觉做了一个梦，梦见一堂梯子把天和地连起来。
It was on the night when Jacob slept there, he had a dream of the ladder connecting heaven and earth.
所以那个地方就成了伯得利。
Therefore, the place was called Bethel.
你读旧约的历史的时候
，And when you read the history,
你看到好些地方的名字是因为有一些属灵的事情在那里发生过。那个属灵的事情就成了那个地方的名字。
You see many places because of a spiritual event that has occurred there. Then that name.For that spiritual event has become the name of that place.
弟兄姊妹记得以色列人在旷野 嫌那个玛纳不好吃。
Brothers and sisters, you remember the Israelites being in the wilderness, they said the manna was not good for them. And there they murmured before God. Then the Lord gave them quails to eat. And after they have eaten, that place changed names. And because of their greed, the Lord slayed them there.
是有这样的例子。
And so there are those histories.
当然还不止刚才我提的两个。
But of course, there are more than those two which I just mentioned.
有不少。我们读旧约的时候就看到这个事。
There are quite a few. When we read the Old Testament, we see those.
但是在腓立比书这个地方却不能应用那一个历史的原则。
But in this place, Philadelphia, we cannot use that principle we just shared on.
因为事实上在亚细亚这个地方是老早就有了腓拉铁非这一个这一个城。
Because the fact is, in Asia, long ago, there was already this city named Philadelphia.
那如果我们把腓拉铁非这一件事情看得那么严重的话，
Now, if we look at this place, Philadelphia, so seriously,
你看看今天腓拉铁非的光景。
Then look at the condition of Philadelphia today.
你就没有办法能体会主在这封书信里面所说的话。
Then there's no way we can be mindful of the Lord's heart when he wrote this epistle.
因为主在这里应许他们有一个敞开的门。
Because the Lord has promised them that a door that is open.
既然是有一个敞开的门。
Now if the door is promised to be open for them, that is also meaning.
神的见证在这一个地方是不可能停止的。
God's testimony would not cease in this place.
因为这个地方神已经把那个门敞开了。
Because in this place, the Lord has already opened the door.
但事实上，你今天到腓拉铁非去
，Today if you go to Philadelphia,
你找不到一个教会。
You cannot find a church.
你只能找到教会的遗迹。
You can only find the remains of the church.
但是那是教会的遗址，还不是真实的教会的遗址。
Now those traces of the church, in fact, are not the real remains of the church.
而是东正教堂的遗址。
But that is only the traces of the Orthodox Church.
那你就要问了。
Then you must ask.
神说给他们一个敞开的门。
If God promised them a door that is open.
敞开的门在哪里？
Where is the open door?
那这样又就引出一些问题来。
Then I'll bring forth some questions.
要么就是说神的话不可靠。
Either we doubt the word of God, it is not trustworthy.
要么就是我们给带到一个很迷糊的那个光景里。
Or we would be brought into a very confused state.
那弟兄姊妹，我为什么说了这大堆的话呢？
Now brothers and sisters, why did I spend so much time on these words?
我是盼望弟兄姊妹们在读神的话的时候。
It is my hope that brothers and sisters, when we read the Word of God, He would establish for us the right way to read His Word.
我们必须很明确的来确定。
We must be clearly confirmed.
什么是历史的事实？
What is historical facts?
什么是属灵的事实？
What are spiritual facts?
什么是有预表的成分？
And what facts that are typical?
什么是跟预表没有发生关系？
And what things that have no matter with being types?
那这就也牵连到在读经方法的里边两个极端。
And so that also has to do with two extreme methods of reading the Bible.
一个极端是绝对毫无保留的。只根据字面。
One extreme is that without any reservation, I just follow the letter of the word.
字面怎么说，就是怎么样。
Whatever the letter of the word says, that is what it is.
不可能有属灵的含义在里边的。
There's no spiritual connotation in it at all.
字面怎么说，就是怎么意思。
Whatever the letter of the word says, that is what it is.
那弟兄们，这个。如果能对神的话语有那么绝对的态度是对的。
Brothers and sisters, it is good to have such an absolute attitude to the word of God.
但是在接受神的话语的带领的时候，却不能绝对到一个地步把神自己捆绑起来。
But when we receive the guidance of the word of God, we cannot be absolute to a point that we would confine, bind the word of God.
God himself.
Well, God himself.
我们说把圣灵限制起来。
Or we cannot limit the Spirit.
因为如果这样的话，
if we are to be like that,
弟兄姊妹们，我们就在读经的时候就发生很多难处的。
Then brothers and sisters will have much difficulty in reading His word. I give you an example.
当主耶稣降生以后不久，
after our Lord Jesus descended not long after,
希律王不是追寻主耶稣追寻不到的时候，就下了一个命令，要把两岁以内的孩童都杀光吗？
Did not King Herod give the command to kill all the infants that are under 2 years?
你读马太福音的时候，你就读到有一件事情。
And so when you read the Gospel of Matthew, you read this.
然后你说这就应验了圣经所说的。
And so then that fulfills the prophecy.
拉结哭他的女儿，哭他的儿女。不肯受安慰。
That Rachel is weeping for her children and she would not be comforted.
因为他们都不在了。
Because they no longer are.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters.
如果你翻到旧约先知书上面看，说到这两句话的，拉结哭他的儿女的这两句话的。
Now if you flip to the Old Testament to look at the prophetic books to see these two verses that Rachel was crying for her children.
你明明看见是指着神把他的百姓放在鞭打管教里头所以来的结果。
You clearly read that situation was under the condition when God placed his children under discipline to chasten them.
犹大被掳了。
That Judah was captive.
犹大地荒凉了。
And Judah was desolate.
那在被掳开始的时候，很多犹大的百姓给杀了。
And after captivity, much of the people of Judah were slain.
但是怎么会跟主耶稣基督降生的时候以来 那两岁以内的孩子们给杀了有关联？
Then why would it be fulfilled with the connection that the infants under two would be slaughtered because of the Lord's descent?
但是圣灵就是拿着那一个来说明这件事。
But the Holy Spirit used that to speak of that matter.
如果我们还死板板的抓着字句，
If we are just so stubborn to hold on to the letter of the word,
你就没办法读下去。
Then we cannot read it, read it on.
那但现在在一般基督徒的读经的里边，就有一批人是这样跑这个极端的。
And so today in Christendom, there is a group that would go on that extreme.
另外的一个极端呢？
And the other extreme,
那就是什么都把它灵异来解释。
Is that in all the reading they spiritualize it?
看到以利沙拿一个树枝丢到水里面，让那个沉下去的斧头浮起来。
That they see Elijah putting a branch into the water so the axe can float.
他们就看成这是十字架的工作，把旧造的一切的捆绑都拉掉，所以那个铁就能越过那个水的那一个。就那个水的浮力啊，就越过那个斧头的那个重量。
And so they spiritualize it by saying that it's the work of the cross that has been dealt with, the old creation has been dealt with, so that even the density of the axe can float in the water.
弟兄姊妹不需要这样。
Brothers and sisters, you do not need to be like that.
如果要这样的话，
if we're that way,
那神迹本身是什么意义呢？
Then what is the meaning of the miracle itself.
神自己就能做这件事。
Because God himself can do this.
神显明他的能力是可以成就这样的。
Because God manifests that in his power he can do this.
是弟兄姊妹们，有一些弟兄他们就太过灵异了。
And so brothers and sisters, there are some brethren who are too spiritual.
不需要灵异的也灵异了。
They don't need to be spiritualizing a passage, yet they are.
那这个也常常造成我们读经的时候有一些困惑。
And so that would also be a difficulty when we read his word.
那么因此弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们必须要了解，当圣灵在那里把神的心意启示出来的时候，
you must understand that when the Holy Spirit is there revealing the heart of God to us,
除了一些隐藏的事，
besides some things which are hidden,
时间还没有到，
because the time has yet to come,
舍不能直接对人讲，
God cannot directly speak them to man.
但是神不愿意人无知。
But God does not want man to be.
所以他就用一些比较隐藏的话来说他要说的。
Ignorant of it, so he uses a hidden way to speak his words.
等到时间到了。
When the time comes,
他就把那些隐藏的事情也显明。
He would also make known those hidden matters.
但是神当人上人说话的时候呢
？And of course, when God speaks to man,
神总是上人说明白的话。
God would speak clear words to man.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到哥林多前书十四章，保罗教导哥林多教会的人怎么去进入交通聚会。
Therefore, we can see how Paul teaches the people in Corinth how they are to enter into fellowship in 1 Corinthians 14.
那怎么？带领人去在交通聚会里边来交通。
How do they share in fellowship?
那你明明的说。
There it clearly says.
要说明白的话。
That they have to speak understandable words.
那人向人要说明白的话。
And so man has to speak understandable words to man.
因为神向人也是说明白的话。
Because that's also how God is. He speaks understandable words to man.
所以从旧约读到新约。
So from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
你看到，除非是神要把它隐藏起来，等合宜的时间。
Unless God wants to hide himself until the appropriate time.
如果不是这种光景。
Otherwise.
那神就上人说的话是很明白的。
Then the words that God speaks to man are very understandable.
好像神对摩西说
Just as God spoke to Moses
把你脚上的鞋脱下来
Take off your shoes
为什么
Why?
因为这里是圣地
Because this is holy ground
为什么是圣地
Why is it holy ground?
神在这里
Because God is there
都弟兄是不是很清楚了
Brothers and sisters, very clear
他又对摩西说
He also says to Moses
你要把我的百姓领出
You must lead my people out of Egypt
带他们到我应许给你们祖宗的那个流奶与蜜之地
And you have to lead them which I have promised to their forefathers in a land filled of honey, milk and honey
清楚不清楚呢
Is it very clear?
很清楚
It's very clear
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord
神都是向人说明白的话
Because God is a God who speaks very clear and understandable words
to men 那因为我们读神的话语的
Therefore when we read God's word
我们有一个原则要常常抓得紧紧的
There's a principle we have to always hold fast to
圣经上的话
That is the scriptural words
如果是明白的
If it's very clear
我们必须按着字面来接受
We have to receive it by the letter of the word
因为主已经说得很明白
Because the Lord has already clearly spoken
但是如果字面的意义不明朗的
But when the meaning of the word is not so clear
那我们就按着属灵的原则来在灵意里头领会所说的话
then under spiritual principle we have to spiritualize it to understand the Lord's word
但是有要留意一样
but we have to pay attention to one thing
这样按着属灵的原则来领会神话语的灵意的时候
when we use spiritual principle to understand the spiritual meaning of the Lord's word
我们不能把我们的领会锁死说百分一百是这样
We cannot use our own understanding of it to say that it's 100% absolutely the case.
因为神既然要隐藏
Because if God wants to hide himself,
他不解开谁能知道呢
If he does not reveal, who would know?
我们感谢神
We thank God.
因为我们的神老早就已经上他所拣选的人说了
Because our God has already spoken long ago to those whom He has chosen.
在生命记上，那个话是很清楚的。
In Deuteronomy is very clear.
隐秘的事情是属耶和华。
The things which are hidden belongs to the Lord.
唯有明显的事，永远是属于我们和我们的子孙。
But only those things which are revealed.Everlasting would belong to us and our descendants.
那话扯得太远了。
And I've gone too far astray.
我们回到这个腓立帖腓这一封书信来。
Now let us return to the letter to Philadelphia.
那到了腓立帖，到了那个撒迪教会的时候。
Now when we reach the church in Sardis,
主介绍他自己。
Our Lord introduced himself.
跟开头 那几个教会的书信的介绍他自己有一点点的不一样了。
There's a little bit of a difference in the way how he introduces himself than the previous churches.
以前的几封书信，主介绍他自己和约翰在伐摩海岛上看见的主是完全有关联的。
In the previous introduction of himself to the other churches, it is the same as how John saw the Lord on the island of Patmos.
约翰怎么看见主？
How John saw the Lord.
约翰看见是怎样的一位主？
And the image which he saw the Lord in.
在前几封书信里面，主介绍他自己的时候，就是那样的一位主。
In the previous letters, how the Lord introduces himself is that exact Lord which John saw.
但是从撒迪教会这封书信开始，
But starting from the church in Sardis.
主在那里说到他自己的时候，
When our Lord introduces himself,
就有一点点和约翰所看见的有关联。
It is a little bit connected with what John saw.
但是却绝大部分不是约翰在伐摩海岛上所看见的。
But,Most of the description is not the image which John saw on the island of Patmos.
那你看沙迪。
Now, if you look at Sardis,
七个星、七个灵，七灵和七星。
The seven spirits and the seven stars.
七星是约翰所看到的。
Yes, the seven stars are seen by John.
七灵是约翰在这一个时候还没有看到。
But the seven spirits have not been yet been seen by John at that time.
但是我们要注意了。
But we pay attention.
约翰在那个时候没有看到。
John did not see it at that time.
并不等于说主不没有那样的光景。
But that does not mean that our Lord is not in that condition.
七灵。
The seven spirits.
到第四章我们看到。
We see that in chapter.
约翰看到了。
We see that John sees it in chapter four.
那所以约翰在伐摩海岛所看到的是一个非常荣耀的主。
And so on the island of Patmos, John saw a very glorious Lord.
是非常丰富的主。
Is a very rich Lord.
但是我们说，约翰在伐摩海岛所看的还不是完全的主。
But we say what John saw on the island of Patmos is still not the perfect Lord.
那从撒迪教会的那一封书上面。
So in the church, the letter to the church in Sardis.
我们看到主说到他自己的时候，是越过约翰在伐摩海岛。那个主日所看见的。
So our Lord speaks of himself that is surpassing what John saw of the Lord on the Sabbath day.
那现在看到腓立比这封书信的时候。
Now when we look into the letter to the church in Philadelphia.
你看到主介绍他自己和约翰在主日在伐摩海岛所看见的完全没有连上来。
You can see how the Lord introduces himself cannot be connected what John saw on the island of Patmos.
但是你说他完全没有连上来，他好像又有一点点。
You say it is not connected, but also it seems to be connected.
但是就不是直接的了。
But not directly.
那我们现在来看看。
Now let us look at that.
对，腓立比教会主怎么说到他自己呢？
In the church in Philadelphia, how does the Lord describe himself?
我们留意第七节。
If we pay attention to verse 7,
你要写信给腓立铁非教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things said he that is holy and he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth.
那就这么你看到主在这里说到他自己。
Now brothers and sisters, here when our Lord speaks
里面所提到的每一件
all the things it's mentioned
都不是约翰在那个主日所看见的主。
It is not the Lord whom John saw on the Sabbath day.
完全是那些以外的在这里很新的显出来的。
It is outside of that a new description manifested here.
如果我们再往老底家那封书信去看，就更又碰到同样的情形。
And when we read on to the church in Laodicea, we see another instance of that.
这说出一个什么事实呢？
So what fact does that tell us?
那说出我们的主。
That tells us that our Lord,
他是丰满上再加上丰满的主。
He is the Lord, fullness add upon fullness.
他是荣耀上再加上荣耀的主。
He is the Lord which is, who is glorious upon glory.
那也就是说他是那完全荣耀丰富权柄能力智慧他就是一切的一切的主。
And so he is the Lord of all, the Lord who is rich, full, wise, and with authority and power.
我们要把这个事情说清楚，那最好还是回到哥罗西书去。
And so we're to speak clearly on that thing, we have to go back to the Colossians.
说到我们的主是一切。
Because it mentions that our Lord is all.
我们中文圣经翻了，他在一切以上也冠在一切之中。
In the Chinese translation, the Lord is all and in all.
弟兄说的那个是原来的意思，中文的意思就没有那么清楚。
The Chinese translation is not as clear, but the original meaning is He is all and in all.
只是说，中文的翻译就是他在万有，他是超过一切也。好看看什么冠服众人之中超乎万之上的冠服众人之中啊，包括一切又住在个人之内。
And in the Chinese, it means that it only means that the Lord is above all and in all.
是包括一切。
That he consists of all.
又住在众人之内，个人之内。
And he dwells in all.
但是那个原来那个意思比这个意思丰富多了。
But the original meaning is much more fuller than that.
那都是一切。
Because Christ is all.
他不是包括一切。
It's not that he includes all.
他是一切。
Because he is all.
你晓得包括一切。
Because you understand if he includes all.
那把一切包括起来的那一个东西呢？
Because the thing that surrounds all.
是在一切以内还是不在一切以内呢？
Because the thing that surrounds all, is it inside or outside of the all?
所以神的话发表出来的时候是说基督是一切。
And so the word of God should be that Christ is all.
也在一切。
And also in all.
现在我们的主写信给菲利他铁非教会的时候就轻轻的又显露了这一点。
Now when our Lord writes to Philadelphia, he lightly touches upon this point.
我们的主是超越一切的。
That our Lord surpasses all.
也充满一切。
And he also fills all.
那是这样的一位主。
So is this Lord.
那然他就他我们就注意了。
And let us pay attention.
他我们的主怎么说的？
What does he say?
他是我是圣那一位圣神圣的。
And he said he is holy.
是那位真实的。
He is true.
那这个我们容易领会。
Now that is easy for us to understand.
说到那个主的性质。
That speaks of the nature of the Lord.
主的就是神圣的。
Because he is holy.
主就是真实的。
He is true.
或者说他就是真理。
Or he is the truth.
但接下去呢？
But when it continues on,
拿着大卫的钥匙。
He had the key of David.
我们先来看这个钥匙。
Now let us first look at this key.
在第一章约翰看见的主也拿着钥匙。
In chapter 1, the Lord whom John saw also had the key.
但是那一把钥匙跟这里的钥匙不一样。
But that key is different from this key.
那一个钥匙是死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Because that key is the key of death and Hades.
那是表达我们的主是胜过死亡。
That speaks of our Lord overcoming death.
控制死亡。
He controls death.
是死亡所不能在他身上显出任何作用的。
And that death has no power upon him.
因为那一个死亡和阴间的钥匙是在他手里。
Because the keys of death and Hades are in his hand.
但是在这里呢？
But here.
他说手里拿着大卫的钥匙。
It says he have the key of David in his hand.
那弟兄们，我们就看到了。
Then we can see, brothers and sisters.
钥匙就是钥匙。
Key is a key.
但是是完全不同的钥匙。
But it is a different key.
头一把钥匙是说出我们的主是复活的主。
The first key speaks of our Lord as the risen Lord.
他胜过死亡和阴间的权势。
He has overcome the power of Hades and death.
现在这里所提到的。 这主。
But now the Lord has mentioned here.
你很容易就体会得到。
Very easily you can understand.
那是国度的王。
That is, he is the king of the kingdom.
是为神打开国度的。
That he is the one who opens the kingdom.
因为大卫就是为神的国度显明。
Because David is manifesting the kingdom of God.
那弟兄姊妹，我们前不久才读那个撒母耳记上下吗
？Brothers and sisters, not long ago we read First and Second Samuel.
我们读到大卫一生的事历史的时候
，When we read out the life history of David,
我们很明显的看到神给大卫有两个指示。
Very clearly, we can see that God has given two ministries to David.
这两个职事是非常非常重要。
And these two ministries are extremely important.
一个是设立以色列国和其中的宝座。
One is to establish the nation of Israel and the throne.
而读经的人都提到。这个是一个国度的小影。
And so those who are study the Bible says this is a small shadow of the kingdom.
是预表着大卫是带进国度的。是主带进国度的预表。
It is a foreshadow of the Lord bringing in the kingdom.
另外一个集市呢，就是预备建造圣殿。
And the other ministry is to prepare.To build the tabernacle.
虽然殿的建造完成是所罗门的事
Even though it is Solomon's ministry to build the tabernacle.
但起义建造圣殿和预备建造圣殿是大卫的指示
But to initiate to build the temple and to prepare for the building of the temple is David's ministry.
这一个指示乃是在神的子民中间确定神该受敬拜的
And this ministry is the fact that manifests to his people that God is the one who is worthy of worship.
所以读经的人都承认大卫这两个知识，一个是国度，一个是圣殿。
And so the Bible scholars confirm that David's ministry, one is the kingdom, the other the tabernacle.
现在我们的主在这里说了。
And so now our Lord says,
他手里拿着大卫的钥匙。
He has in his hand the key of David.
那就是说出
And so that tells us
这一位主
This Lord
在他所做的事上面
In the matters which he does
是与国度有极其密切的关系
Has a very close and intimate relationship with the kingdom
这个钥匙在他的手里
Because this key is in his hand
就办出一个功用
It has this function
他开了就没有人能关
That if he opens, no man can shut it
他关了就没有人能开
And if he shut it, no man can open
那也就是说
That's also saying
关于整个的国度的开始和国度的结束完全是在主的手里掌管着
That it is in the Lord's hand who is sovereign over the opening and shutting of the kingdom
那弟兄姊妹这样我们就要发出一个问题了
Brothers and sisters, then we have this question
现在是说到教会呀、啊。
Now speak. 这是 the kingdom.
我们要弄清楚这一个事实。
We have to make clear this fact.
我们一直以来都指出一件事。
We continue to point out
this matter. 但是永远的计划的安排。
That in the eternal plan of God.
国度一定要出。显出来
The kingdom will be manifested.
但是国度显出的过程是怎样呢
But the process in which the kingdom is manifested.
如果有以色列民，他们没有把主杀害。
If the Israelites did not kill the Lord.
当主第一次来的时候，他们就非常甘心乐意的去接受他。
When the Lord first came, if they rejoicingly received him.
国度。在那一个时候就已经会显出来了。
Then the kingdom would have been manifested at that time.
所以那时候的福音是天国近了。
And so at that time, the gospel was the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
但是因为以色列人对主的拒绝。
But because the Israelites rejected the Lord.
把主钉在十字架上。
Because they crucified him.
那国度就隐藏起来了。
Therefore, the kingdom was hidden.
就延后显明出来了。
it would not be manifested, it's delayed the manifestation of the kingdom. And so even though it is delayed, it's still, the cover has to be removed before it's revealed. And so how is that uncovered? So brothers and sisters, you can see the Israelites rejecting the king of the kingdom. In spiritual terms, they are rebellious and they are not obedient. It is the same principle on Adam's fall in the Garden of Eden. And so now God needs to revive his work. He has to look for a group of people who are willing to be obedient. So the work which is delayed would be once again revived. And so what is this group of people who are obedient? And so it's this group that is called the church who have been saved in the salvation of Jesus Christ. And so the arrangement of the eternal plan of God, God first would establish the church. Then he would first remove the covering of man's rebellion towards him. Then the Lord's work can again be revived in history. And now if we can grab hold of the process of the eternal plan of God, then we understand why our Lord says he is the one who has the key of David in his hand. Because if he uses this key to open the door, no man can shut. And one day when our Lord shuts the door, no man can open. Brothers and sisters, this fact
很明显的是在教会中间
is clearly manifested amidst the church. Our Lord has this key.
主曾经把这个钥匙交给一个人,
our Lord once gave this key to someone.
这个人就是彼得,
and that key is Peter.
彼得就拿着这个钥匙,
and Peter had this key.
开了以色列人中间的
and he opened the door of the gospel to the Israelites.
又开了外邦人当中的福音的门.
And he opened the door of the gospel to the Gentiles.
那从那一个时候开始,
and from that time on,
福音就在全地慢慢地传开了.
The gospel is spread throughout the earth.
福音虽然在全地, 在过去的年日里头, 遭遇了许许多多的挫折和
and even though the gospel has been hindered much and have much difficulty in the past, but the gospel has not been caused by any man event to close. Because our Lord says if this key opens, no man can shut. But does it always remain open?
不是的,
no.
等到有一天,
one day,
福音的门会关上的,
the door of the gospel will be shut.
所以我们看到主的话就是说,
so our Lord's word tells us,
现在是悦纳的, 是拯救悦纳的时候,
now is the time of acceptance.
现在是拯救的时候,
now is the time of salvation. Today is the time of acceptance.
既然说现在是,
and if now is,
那显然在前面有一个时候,
apparently there would be a time ahead that is not.
那所以有一天我们看见主又把福音的门关上,
and so we see one day our Lord will shut the door of the gospel. What time would that be? That is when the Lord returns.
主一回来了,
and when he returns,
福音的门就关了,
the door of the gospel will be shut.
福音的门一关,
and when the door of the gospel is shut,
天国就显现了,
and that is when the kingdom of heaven will be manifested, brothers and sisters. Our Lord says he in his hand has the key of David.
是把我们引到国度的建立。
It leads us to the building of the establishment of the kingdom.
既然引到国度的建立，
if it's leading us to the establishment of the kingdom, then we realize
主所要做的并不停留在国度的这一个阶段。
What the Lord wants to do does not remain in the stage of the kingdom.
还要继续进到新天新地。
It continues on into new heaven and new earth.
显出新耶路撒冷。
To manifest new Jerusalem.
那我们把它归总起来。
And so we conclude that.
那拿着大卫的钥匙是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to have the key of David?
那就是说掌握着神的永远的旨意的。
That means he has in his hand the eternal will of God. Brothers and sisters,
对菲拉铁菲教会说这样的一个话，
when he speaks these words to the church in Philadelphia,
你就知道，
then you understand.
菲拉铁菲他们当时那个光景，
the condition of the church in Philadelphia,
在神的永远的旨意的里面是很派用场的，
that in the eternal will of God it is greatly useful to them.
神就是需要各处的教会都能像菲拉铁菲。
Because God desires for all the churches to be like the church in Philadelphia.
因为各地的教会都能像菲拉铁菲的时候。
Because when all the churches can be like Philadelphia.
教会就发出一个准确的功用。
Then the church would have a normal condition.
为国度打开道路。
And so that they would open the way to the kingdom.
让主要成就的事情有了机会。
And so that they would allow a channel for the Lord's work.
那所以我们的主上菲拉铁菲说了这样明确的一件事情。
Therefore, our Lord speaks these very clear things to Philadelphia.
因为我们往下去看的时候，
because when we continue on,
我们就看到为什么主会上菲拉铁菲说这一番话。
We can see then why the Lord speaks these words to Philadelphia.
因为菲拉铁菲在当时遭遇试验的环境的里头，
because the church in Philadelphia has been tried.
他们坚持的守住主的道。
They have held fast and kept the word of God.
所以我们看主怎么说他们的光景。
So let us see how the Lord describes the condition.
主说，
The Lord says,
我知道你的行为。
I know thy works.
你乐有一点力量。
For thou hast a little strength.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话就有讲究了。
Brothers and sisters, these words are meaningful.
这个话跟主在腓拉铁菲里边还呼召得胜者有关联了。
Because this has to do with the fact that our Lord is still calling to overcomers in Philadelphia.
你乐有一点力量。
When thou hast little strength.
那我们要注意。
Now we have to pay attention.
主说，我知道你的行为。
The Lord says, I know thy works.
你乐有一点力量。
For when thou hast a little strength.
那这个乐有一点力量的光景是显在主的眼中的。
Now, this condition of having a little strength is manifested in the sight of God.
我们要挪移这一个观点。
Now, we have to shift that focus.
如果把主眼中看为你乐有一点力量的这个事实挪移到人的眼中来的时候，
Now, if we focus from the sight of the Lord that they have little strength to man's view,
那人会得出一个什么的结论呢？
What would man's conclusion be?
还是说菲拉铁菲你是乐有一点力量？
Would they still say Philadelphia when you have little strength?
绝对不会。
No, they would not say that.
绝对绝对不会。
They would not feel it that way.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个在神眼中的那个一点乐有一点力量摆在人的眼前的时候，
because in this little strength in the sight of God, when it's placed in the sight of man,
那就成了在人中间了不起的事，
that will become something that's very great amongst men,
那就成了在人眼中非常叫人炫目的事，
in man's sight, that would be something that's very admirable,
因为神的能力在那里大大的显出来，
because God's strength there is greatly manifested,
神的荣耀在那里大大的显出来，
because God's glory is greatly manifested,
神的丰富大大的显出来，
because God's glory is richThis is greatly manifested
there. God's wisdom is greatly manifested.
And because all the fullness of God is greatly manifested
there.
And so in the sight of man, that is that case. But when we bring it back in the sight of the Lord, you see our Lord saying, I know thy works, for thou hast a little strength.
你不是有很多。
You do not have much.
你只是有一点。
Just a little bit.
那弟兄姊妹们，
But brother,
如果我们能知道神眼中那一点点显在人的眼前的时候，
If we realize the fact that little bit in the sight of God would be manifested in the sight of man, man would be thinking it is so great.
那如果从教会历史的阶段来说，
If we look at it from the spiritual history of the church,
这一个阶段是指着上两个世纪的教会历史。
This stage of the church in Philadelphia is pointing into the church history the past two centuries.
那我们用一个笼统的话来说，就是弟兄运动的这一段的时期。
And so, in general terms, that is the two centuries of the brethren movement.
那这一段的时期，
And so, in that period,
里面神做了很多的事。
God has done much things in that period.
就是很多的事。
He has risen much, many people.
你看到说的是什么呢？
What am I speaking of?
你看到在当时那个自然科学已经开始冒头的时候，
You can see that the science of nature has begun to come about.
而教会当时就受了好大的冲击的。
And at that time, that was a great impact to the church.
因为当自然科学一冒头的时候，
Because when science of nature came about,
有很多从前都不准确的观念，好像人觉得哦，原来事实是这样。
It seems to allow for man to realize many things that was not correct in the past.
哦，那跟教会的传统不一样。
And so those things were not cohesive with the tradition of the church.
我应该说准确一点。
So I should be more clear.
和天主教的传统所影响的完全不一样。
It was a great impact because they were not traditions of the Roman Catholics.
但是人并不会辨别，这是天主教弄出来的。
But man cannot distinguish those things or traditions that came because of Roman Catholicism.
他们一口咬定就是教会。
And so, because it was the science of nature was against that, they said that it's the church.
教会也承担着天主教所造成的那些难处的担子。
And so, in those two centuries, that period, the church bore many of the burdens, the difficulties brought about because of Roman Catholicism.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在这一段的日子里边，
In those days,
神在欧洲，在英国兴起许许多多神的儿女。
That God rose up many of His children in England, in Europe.
他们当中一个最突出的一个光景。
And in their midst, a very condition that stands out.
还不是弟兄相爱。
It is not brotherly love.
虽然可以说那一段叫做弟兄运动。
Even though at that time you can call it the brethren movement.
但是那个特点不是弟兄相爱。
But the point that stands out is not brotherly love.
是什么呢？
What is it?
是一句话。
It is one word.
回到圣经里。
It is to return to the Bible.
回到神的话里。
It is to return to the Word of God.
这个就是菲拉铁菲的光。
Brothers and sisters, that's the condition of the church in Philadelphia.
我知道你乐有一点力量。
So our Lord says, I know that while thou hast a little strength,
接下去就说也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
And hast kept my word and not denied my name.
弟兄姊妹，你说那并不是他。很重要啊。
Brothers and sisters, you may say that's not very important.
明明说过去的事情啊。
Because that's the things of the past.
你曾经遵守。
That you have kept.
你曾经没有。
You have not denied.
不是弃绝主的名。
You have not denied my name in the past.
现在也许他们不遵守了。
Maybe now they do not keep it anymore.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主不就是说过去。你们是这样的回到神的话里。
Not only did our Lord say that is how you have returned to the Word of God.
现在你们还是。
Now you are still.
从哪里看到呢？
Where can we see that?
第十节。
Verse 10.
你既遵守我忍耐的道。
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience.
这就是现在。
That is now.
不就是在现在。
Not only now.
并且神还预告他们以后他们还是遵守的。
But our Lord also foretells them that they will hold fast.
从哪里看到呢？
Where is that?
我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你免去你的试炼。
I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which thou shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
主说普天下人受试炼的时候，主说这个话的时候还没有来。
when our Lord says these words to try those on earth, he has not yet come.
那如果上下文一连接起来，
and so we connect the text.
主就在这里说了。
Our Lord is saying here.
你我知道你有略有一点力量。
I know thy work when you have a little strength.
你曾经遵守我的道。
You have kept my word.
现在还是遵守。
Now you still keep my word.
并且我预见看见你们还是能遵守到那个天上人普遍的受试验的时候。
And I foreknow that you will still keep my word when the whole earth is tried.Then you can see the special point of the church in Philadelphia. The special point is to live in the word of God. They keep the true word of God. And they live in the true word of God. Not only for a moment.But it is continually to live in that condition.
那所以主就对他们说
So our Lord says to them
在普天下人受试验的时候
That when the whole earth is tried
就是指着大灾难的时候说
That's pointing at the great tribulation
那所以有些人说教会要经过灾难
And that's why some say the church will go through tribulation
就是根据这一句话来的
It's based upon these words
但这句话并不是说那一个
But these words are not speaking on that
因为在这里所说的
But what it's saying here It clearly says that the church will not go through the great tribulation. What does it say?
普天下人受试验的时候
When those who dwell upon the earth are tried,
保守你免去你的试炼
I will keep thee from the hour of temptation.
你看到当大灾难的时候
So you see, when the great tribulation comes,
教会不在大灾难里边的
the church is not in the great tribulation.
因为你说得很清楚，是免去你的试炼。
Because you will be kept from it.
但是那些说教会要经过灾难的人，他怎么来解释？
And so those who say the church will go through the great tribulation, how do they explain this? They will put the emphasis on the word keep.
没有留意到主说的是免去。
They did not look at when our Lord says they will be pardoned from it.
这是弟兄们说教会要经过灾难。
They say they will be kept in the tribulation.
神保守他们在灾难的里边不受害。
That they will go through the great tribulation, yet the Lord will keep them from harm in the tribulation.
这个解释也有道理。
There is logic to that explanation.
但是不是主在这里说的。
But that is not what the Lord is saying here.
主在这里没有说这个事。
The Lord is not speaking on that fact here.
那好，我们不管了。
And so we won't go into that.
那所以你看到那个腓拉铁非教会是一直持守神自己的真道。
And so we see that the church in Philadelphia always holds fast to the word of God.
这是腓拉铁非教会给我们。的一个很大的吸引
That is a great attraction for us concerning the church in Philadelphia.
我们盼望我们能像腓拉铁非
We hope to be like the church in Philadelphia.
因为在地上的人都用背来向着我们的主的时候
Because when all the world is using their backs towards God,
我们愿意像腓拉铁非教会一样，仍然在那里持守主。
We want to be like the church in Philadelphia, still there, keeping the true word of God.
那么主在这里就给腓拉铁非教会有一些应许。
And so the Lord here gives promises to the church in Philadelphia.
但是不是给得胜者的应许。
But this is not the promises to the overcomers.
给腓拉铁非一个普遍的应许。
But it is the general promise to the church in Philadelphia.
他说看啊，我在你前面前。
It says, Behold, I come quickly.
给你一个敞开的门
I give you an open door
果然我们是看见如果从教会历史上我们看到
Yes, we can see that throughout church history
前两个世纪的确是福音的门在全地大开的
Yes, in the two centuries past Yes, the door of the salvation gospel is freely open In that time
不光是在欧洲
Not only in Europe
不光是在英国
Not only in England
不光是在那个美洲
Not only in America
就是在亚洲
Even in Asia
说小一点在中国
Just to be more limited in Asia
and China 我们看到福音的门是
We can see the door of the gospel is open. And after those days pass, it seems like this open door is not so clear anymore. But yet the door is still open. To those who keep the true word of God, the gospel is still open. It has not been closed. We thank the Lord. But these churches, indeed, have gone through things that may have been difficult. And then continue on, you can see.
那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是撒谎的。
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie.
这一批人,
this group,
就是腓拉铁非教会的对头。
It is the opposition of the church in Philadelphia.
那这批人是什么人呢?
So what are they?
祖先所,
the Lord first says,
是撒旦议会的,
they're synagogue of Satan.
他们表达出来呢?
What do they manifest?
他们与撒旦没有关系的。
They say they have nothing to do with Satan.
因为他们说他们是犹太人,
because they say they're Jews.
是神的选民,
they say they're the chosen race of God. That they're the chosen people of God.
弟兄姊妹们,在这里我们要注意,
brothers and sisters, here we have to pay attention.
教会不是犹太教,
that the church is not Judaism.
但是在腓拉铁非这封书信里面却跑出了犹太人,
but yet in the church in Philadelphia, the Jews came about.
但究竟是说什么呢?
So what does that tell us?
那撒旦议会的人,
the synagogue of Satan, they call themselves Jews,
其实不是犹太人,
but are not,
乃是说谎话的,
but do lie.
这是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这又回到了,
this returns
字面不清楚了,
as to that when the words are not clear,
不从属灵的原则上来看,
then we have to look at from the spiritual principle on these words.
你说绝对不能用灵意,
you say if we do not spiritualize that we cannot read it on.
但感谢神,
but we thank God.
当我们去传摩神主说这个话的时候,
when we think about the word of God here,
你就看到一件事,
then we can see
犹太人,
the Jews, they are the chosen people of God.
自称为犹太人,
they are called Jews. They call themselves Jews.
那就是说,
that means
他们说是神所拣选的,
that they are whom God has chosen.
但是神不承认,
but God denies them.
神说没有这样的事,
God says no.
他们说是,
they say yes.
神说不是,
but God says no.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们注意这个,
we pay attention to that.
一说到教会的那个属灵的光景的时候,
when you speak of the spiritual condition of the church,
你不能不留意,
you must pay attention.
在基督教这个范围里头,
in Christendom,
就是有一批自称为基督徒,
there is a group of people who call themselves Christians,
其实不是基督徒,
but are not.
比如什么你很清楚,
brothers and sisters, you realize
不是说那些异端,
it is not the heresies, it's not the clearly heresies,
而是说,
but
在基督教的这个所谓正统的范围里头,
but in the so-called Orthodox Christendom,
你看到有一批这样的人,
you see this group of people,
这一批人,
this group
从来都是给那些真正拣选神的儿女难处的,
this group always gives difficulty to the true children of God who truly choose God.
虽然他们不一定有机会用属地的权柄来对付神的儿女,
even though this group may not have the necessity to deal with the children of God with the power of this world,
但是他们从来没有停止过用他们的道理来
but they have never stopped using the doctrine to mock, to shame, and to attack the children of God. Whenever they have the chance to unite with the powers of this world,
或者说属地的传柄会借用他们来直接去对付神的儿女的,
they will use each other to directly deal with the children of God.
教会的历史是这样。
That is the way in spiritual history.
现在我们看见进行中的教会的历史仍然是这样。
We can see the church history as it's going forward. It is still the same. But we thank God.
神说虽然你们会碰到许许多多的挫折。
God says even though you encounter many difficulties.
但是。
But.
这一位拿着大卫钥匙的主说
This Lord who holds the key of David says
这一位说神永远的旨意一定要成就的说
This one who says the eternal will of God will be accomplished says
他们这些人
This group
有一天要到你们脚前来下拜
I will make them to come and worship before thy feet
弟兄姊妹拜人啊
Brothers and sisters, are you worshipping man?
No.
You realize it's not talking about that here. Because God does not tell man to worship man.
神在这里就说到那些抵挡神的人，有一天又到你们这些持守真道的人的面前来承认你们罪了，他们错了。
But one day the Lord will make this group of people who oppose him and his children to come before their feet and acknowledge that they are wrong and you're right.
承认神的确是在你们中间。
To acknowledge indeed God is in your midst.
弟兄姊妹们，这个事情虽然没有那么明显的给我们在地上到目前为止看见过。
Brothers and sisters, even though this condition is not clearly seen by us today in our
lives, 但是有一天
but one day,
主会很明显的给我们看见的。
Our Lord will clearly let us see that.
现在呢
？Now，
神是零零碎碎、疏疏落落的给我们看见的。
Our Lord just shows us that in bits and pieces.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那这是主给腓拉铁菲的一个安慰。
This is a comfort that God gives to the church in Philadelphia.
他们所经历的没有示每拿严重。
They have not gone through the great difficulty of the church in Smyrna.
但是他们心思上所承担的担子不会比士美拿教会少。
But the burden which they bear in their heart would not be that less of the church in Smyrna.
所以主也给他们一些的勉励。
And so our Lord also gives them some encouragement.
指出那一批假假信徒。
To point forward that group of false believers.
到头来，他们不得不承认，神是站在你们这里。
At the end, they cannot but confess that God indeed is standing on their side.
神是爱你们。
That God loves them.
真的是爱你们。
That truly loves them.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以主就继续勉励他们，遵守、持守神的道。
So the Lord continues to encourage them to keep.The Lord's word.
一直持守到主来。
Until the Lord returns.
不要让人夺去你们已经得着的冠冕。
That no one will take that crown which thou hast.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们都不知道我们有没有得着冠冕。
We don't know if we have gained the crown or not.
但是腓拉铁菲教会主告诉他们。
But the church in Philadelphia, the Lord tells them.
他们已经有冠冕。
They already have the crown.
如果他们没有冠冕
if they do not have a crown,
他们的冠就人就不会从他就夺取他的冠冕
no one can take any crown away from them
你说这是主要给他但是没有给他们 还没有给他们的
you say that's what the Lord wants to give them has yet to give them
所以别人就把冠冕拿去了
so someone took the crown away
但是弟兄姊妹你看到这
but brothers and sisters here
你看到
you can see
主给他们有把握知道冠冕已经在他们头上
the Lord gives them assurance that the crown is already on them
所以你们要持守
so hold fast
不要让人夺去你的冠冕
do not let anyone take that away from you
但是当然这个是小事
of course that is minor
是已经得着了还是到那天才得的
whether you,
这个是小事
the minor thing is whether you already have it or you will have it on that day
不过我们不能不说
but we must
如果我们真实的活在主自己的心思的里头
if we truly live in the heart of God
我想我们应该知道我们有没有冠冕的
I think we would know if we have a crown or not
因为保罗临最后最末了的时候他也是这样说嘛
because Paul at the end also says
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
There has been a crown of righteousness kept for me.
他已经有了。
He already has.
他得着了。
He gained it.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
巴不得主借着腓拉铁菲教会的这一封书信给我们看见 教会准确的活在主面前的路。
May the Lord show us from the letter to the church in Philadelphia the way to live correctly before Him.
一个很重要的原则。
A very important principle.
就是回到主的真理的话里。
That is to return to the truth of God's word.
活在主的真理的光中。
To live in the light of the truth of the word of God.
这个是大前提。
That is the premise.
这个是大原则。
That is the big principle.
在这个大原则的底下。
And under this great principle.
才能有弟兄相爱。
Only then there would be brotherly love.
才能有毫无保留的奉献。
And only we will consecrate ourselves without any withholding.
为着主的名站立。
Then we will stand firm for the name of the Lord.
还能有。
Then there will be.
不只是的做福音的见证。
That will continually be the testimony for the gospel.
还能有。
Then there will be.
让基督居首位。
That Christ would be head.
还能有。
And then there will be.
承接在基督里一切的丰盛。
That we can receive all the fullness that is in Christ.
这是神定义要坐在我们身上的。
That is what God wills to do upon us.
但是弟兄姊妹不要忘记。
But brothers and sisters, do not forget.
虽然腓拉切菲是活在这样的光景。
Even though the church in Philadelphia lives in that condition.
在神拣选的目的的里头。
But in the purpose of God's choice.
腓拉切菲还是有一点缺陷。
The church in Philadelphia still has some shortcomings.
是什么样的缺陷呢？
What shortcoming is that?
程度上的缺陷。
That they are come short in degree.
不是事物上的缺陷。
They have not come short in externally.
其他的那些你看到都是事物上边。大有缺陷。
In the other churches, you can see in the matters they have come short greatly.
但在腓拉切菲教会里头。
But in the church in Philadelphia,
该有的都有了。
They have what they ought to have.
只是程度上还没有到达主所要的那一个完全。
But only in degree, they have not yet reached the perfection, the fullness which God wants them to have.
所以主仍然向腓拉切菲教会发出得胜。
So God is still there crying out for overcomers in the church in Philadelphia.
求主的灵帮助我们能明白。
May the Spirit of God.
在这一封书信里面，主所等候的。
Help us to understand what He is waiting for through this church, to this epistle to the church in Philadelphia.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.